Do not turn to idols or make for yourselves molten images. I am Yahweh your Elohim. Be like me. And this phrase, I am Yahweh your Elohim, appears 15 times in this chapter. And I remember Carlos doing a message showing the importance and the value of how Yahweh stamps his name there. And I would just like to add, and I know he, if not directly, at least hinted at the same thing, and that Yahweh is saying, be this way and not that way. The this way is more Elohim-like. The that way is more like man. Don't fall into that. Yahweh wants us to be different. He is imploring us and all of mankind to be more like him, to avoid the behavior, the entrapments of the heart, which are inherently there. Don't pretend that you're not like that, because we all are. Every one of us has a heart, and I'm not talking about that physical heart now. I'm talking about that center essence of life within that helps to control our thoughts and actions. It's there. It's wicked and evil and deceitful in all of us. And sometimes, as a friend of mine used to say, it rears its ugly head within us all. But praise Yahweh, we're usually able to pull it back in and control it. We can be more like him. What I'll end with is here in Leviticus 19, verses 17 and 18. Again, thinking about the events of the week and just the events of man as a race of created beings become worse and worse. You shall not hate your fellow countrymen in your heart. You shall surely reprove your neighbor, but shall not incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance, nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Be like me, I am Yahweh. That's what Yahweh is asking us to do. And today, I implore each one to put off the effects of the tree of knowing the good and knowing the evil. Seek good only. You have the power. You have the ability to do so. It may feel like something difficult, but if Yahweh, who created us and who knows our abilities better than we ever could, tells us to take up the chokmah, the wisdom, then so be it. Be like him. It's just a matter of doing it. As the world and man continues its downward spiral towards destruction, be different. The wickedness that is all around us is the result of the deceitful and wicked nature that the heart of man has, and the fact that generally people are not fighting against their evil nature. They do not seek good. They do not seek to be like Yahweh. Seek the fruit of the tree of life, brothers and sisters. It's available for us through our Savior, Yahshua. Be like him. Be like Yahweh. Life awaits all who do. May Yahweh bless us as we strive to be more like our Creator and our Savior.